Hello, this is Doug.
Hi, Doug. It's Kara. How are you?
Hi.
So this transportation thing's becoming a... We talked about it earlier. They already have a loan with BFS at service staffing. They don't want to sign off anything on service staffing because in their loan docs it's written you can't get another loan, like a no stacking agreement, you know?
Right. We know that.
Yeah, and so they don't want to...
service staffing.
They don't want to break their agreement with...
service, but we're not giving service staffing a loan. We're giving TBS a loan.
Yeah, so that's what's confusing is why those addendums signing off service staffing when they're trying to get a loan through TBS.
The loan is going to be through TBS. So the multiple entity agreement basically just states we own these other... we're owners of these other entities. It would just be like, to make it easier, but let's say you had two partnerships on rentals. Let's say you have one with your husband, let's say, if you were married, but I don't know, and it was called ABC Properties. And then you also had one with Brian in your office, and it's called XYZ Properties. It's basically what you're saying is, well, actually, no, that's not the right way. So ABC is you and your husband own 10 properties, and then a different 10 properties you own under XYZ Properties. But you two are the owners of both of them. So basically saying, yeah, you're giving me a loan on ABC, but I also want, you're also aware that we're have another entity called XYZ, which is separate from ABC, but it's just saying that you own both entities, which is all we're saying. It's not like we're going to give any funding to the other one or anything like that. It's just saying that they are acknowledging by signing this multiple entity addendum that they do own other entities. So that, but the loan will be to TBS. The contracts they signed all were under TBS, the loan contracts. Everything was TBS. There's nothing going to the staffing. It's just saying that they're acknowledging that they own it. And we know they have that loan through BFS.
Okay,
we already talked about
that. Is signing this kind of guaranteeing the other company or making it liable in any way, or is it just saying I own it? There's no liability in signing this?
No. It's just saying that they own it because, again, we know that already, that they had the BFS loan. So, no, it's just saying that they do own it. Per their contract, the loan is going to TBS. And it's just that with the multiple entity agreement, they're saying they own other entities. And that's just a requirement from our attorney. Anytime someone owns multiple entities, we have to have that multiple entity agreement signed. I mean, I can confirm this, but I'm 99.9% because I went through it all with my chief credit officer. I'm 99.9%. The only reason is that they're acknowledging that they do own other entities. And we already knew. He talked to me about the BFS loan. He goes, I already know they have servicing the BFS loan. So, there. And that's why we're asking for additional bank statements, is just to show that that's the only remit coming out of there, and that there's not another one that's going to affect their cash flow situation through the whole thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay. I will try.
And if you want, I can have someone in from my support team, like Joe or something, call them and kind of explain it, or Neil. If you want, if you're running to a dead end, I can have them give them a call and just kind of hopefully ease their mind. I can't do it to themselves. But if you need one of my support guys to, let me know, and that usually works pretty well. But I don't want to do it until you guys say it's okay to do it.
Yeah. I'll let you know if I need you to.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
Uh-huh.
Thanks, Kara.
Thanks.
Bye.